We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is Patty Cake and features the vocal talents of food writer Rekaya Gibson. It's Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for sweet bedtimes and adorable dreams. You can listen to a delightful story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will meet Patty.
Why, hello there, my friends.
She's a very kind baker who loves making sweet treats for all of her animal buddies. One day, Patty slips on some icing and twists her wrist. So the animals decide to sneak into the bakery and bake a nice cake for Patty. We have a very special guest named Rekaya Gibson who will be helping us tell this very sweet story. So, let's begin now. Patty Cake. There once was a kind baker named Patty who loved making sweet treats for all of the people in the village. She even had a few special animal friends that she would bake for, too. One by one, the animals would scamper over to the bakery window and watch Patty make delicious goodies for them. Patty made carrot cake for her little bunny buddy.
Here's a special surprise just for you, my fluffy friend.
Yum, yummy in my little bunny tummy.
She made banana bread for her good monkey mate.
Bon appetit, monkey.
I go bananas for this banana bread.
Patty prepared some peanut butter cake for her dear squirrel friend.
Have a nutty sweet treat, little squirrel.
Oh boy, I'm just nuts about this peanut butter cake.
She even made a fish cake for her silly seal pal.
Here you go, seal. I made it extra fishy for you.
Hey, this fish cake gets my seal of approval.
These animal friends couldn't pay her, of course, so instead they would sing Patty her favorite song. One winter day, Patty was walking to the bakery when she slipped on some icing.
Whoa.
She fell and twisted her wrist.
Ouch! dear, I sprained my wrist. That means I won't be able to bake until I'm all healed up.
Patty wrote a quick note with her good hand and left it on the door of her bakery. Then she shuffled home to nurse her sprained wrist. Meanwhile, her little animal friends scampered over to the bakery, hoping to see their friend Patty. The bunny peered through the window.
That's odd. The lights are off and Patty is nowhere to be seen.
The seal hopped up to get a look as well.
Hey, you're right. There's no sign of Patty or her delicious cakes anywhere.
Oh dear,
said the squirrel.
Where could she be?
Oh, I see a sign on the door over here. It says, sorry, I had to close the bakery today because I hurt my wrist. Signed, Patty the Baker.
Oh no, poor Patty. She hurt herself and now she can't bake.
But Patty always makes us the nicest sweet treats. She's such a good friend. I wish there was something kind we could do for her.
Hee-hee, maybe there is. Hey, squirrel, hop on my back and see if you can squeeze through that crack in the window.
Haha, okay.
The squirrel scuttled up the seal's back and snuck through the little crack in the window.
I'm inside the bakery. Now what?
Hee-hee, go unlock the door and let us all in.
The little squirrel scurried over to the door and unhinged the lock with its paws to open it.
Hee-hee, hooray!
The bunny, the seal, and the monkey all rushed inside the bakery.
Now let's make our friend Patty a cake.
Golly, I've never made a cake before.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, neither have I. But we watch our friend Patty make beautiful baked goodies every day. We should be able to figure it out.
Let's go for it.
The bunny grabbed a big silver bowl and started mixing her favorite ingredients.
Carrots!
Oh, that looks awfully tasty. Let's add some bananas too.
Sure. And we definitely need to mix in some peanut butter.
Yummy! Wahoo! And how about we add in some fish?
Seal, I think you're the only one that likes fish cake.
But maybe you can draw pretty little fish designs on the top of the cake with sweet icing.
Oh yeah, Patty will love that. But first we need to bake this cake batter in the oven.
Oh, it's gonna be a really big cake, so let's use the biggest pan we can find.
The monkey fetched a big cake pan, and the bunny spooned in the batter. The squirrel carefully turned on the oven and set it to temperature, and the seal slid the cake mixture inside and closed the oven door. The four animal friends crowded around the oven and watched their cake bake through the oven door window.
It smells so scrumptious.
Then the timer went off.
It's done!
The seal put on some mitts and pulled the cake out of the oven. Then he carefully decorated the cake with colorful icing, making pretty fish designs with dazzling fins and tails.
Your fish decorations are looking so splendid!
Thanks, little bunny. Hey, everyone, I think we are all done!
The four friends looked admiringly at their freshly baked carrot banana peanut butter cake topped with fish decorations.
Oh, since this cake is for our good friend Patty, we should call it Patty Cake!
Yippee!
Now come on, it's time we bring this Patty Cake on over to Patty's house.
Let's go!
The animals worked together as a team to carry the big cake over the river and through the woods all the way to Patty's house. They placed the cake on the doorstep and the little squirrel knocked on the door.
Who could that be?
Patty got up from her rocking chair and opened the door. She was so surprised to see her animal friends sitting proudly around a great big cake.
Why, hello there, my friends. It's so nice to see you. What's all this? Where did this cake come from?
We made it for you, Patty.
You animals made this cake?
Oh, yeah. We snuck inside your bakery.
We didn't think you'd mind.
And we mixed the dough with our favorite ingredients.
I added the carrots.
And I mixed in the bananas. And I put the peanut butter in the batter, too.
Yeah, then I finish it off by icing the cake with some pretty fish decorations just for you.
We call it Patty Cake.
That's so sweet. Come on inside and we can share it together.
Mm-hmm. Hooray!
Patty passed around forks and everyone took a big bite of cake.
Yummy! This cake is magnificent. You know something? After my wrist heals up, I think I have a great idea for the bakery.
A few weeks later, Patty was all better and walked over to the bakery along with the bunny, monkey, squirrel, and seal. She opened the bakery door and the animals all got into place as Patty turned the sign from closed to open. Soon, the folks in the village lined up outside for Patty's sweet treats. But when they entered the bakery, they were shocked to see Patty standing alongside four animals.
These are my helpers. They are excellent animal bakers. Here, try a bite of this patty cake. It's our new specialty.
One by one, the customers tried a bite of patty cake. Everyone loved it.
Who would have thought these flavors would mix together so nicely?
Indeed. Yum, yum.
From that day forward, Patty and her animal friends would happily spend their days together baking sweet treats for one and all. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. A big thank you to our guest, Rekaya Gibson. Rekaya is an author, food writer, and researcher living in Virginia. She writes cookbook reviews for Cuisine Noir magazine and restaurant reviews for the All Occasions Eater blog. In her spare time, she photographs nature scenes, delicious food, and interesting people.
Hooray!
Thank you so much for lending your ears and listening along to today's oh-so-sweet story. It's always so nice to share stories together. Tell your friends about this adorable podcast so that even more little critters can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time Tales.